You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
I'm going to tell you three things that you can do right now so that you never have to be broke again.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
I know really well what it feels like to be broke, not just low on money, but low on options. For the early part of my adult life, I was broke, like check my bank account before buying groceries, kind of broke. Then I got a little bit of money and I thought I was rich. I started living like I was wealthy. Big cars, big vacations, big lifestyle. I didn't have the big wisdom yet. I didn't have the $400 million assets that I have today. I wasn't rich. I was just spending like I was. And that right there, that's how you go from broke to broke again. So you're tired of being broke. Not just financially, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm going to give you three things that will shift you out of poverty and into prosperity. The first one is so critical, yet 99% of people go through life never getting it done. You see, most people wake up every single day and they do the exact opposite. They go to work for money. And that's our first point. Make sure that your money has a career. Wealthy people, every time we make money, we think about how can we get the money to multiply. We put our money to work for us. You see, money is a terrible master, but it's a phenomenal servant. So the first thing you've got to do is give your money a job, a mission, and a mandate. Let me break this down for you. There's only two ways to make money. Number one, you can work for money. Trade time for dollars. That's a job model. You show up, you clock in, you get paid. But the moment you stop working, the money stops too. Number two, you can have your money work for you. That's the investor model. Let's say you've got a multifamily investment that pays you $2,000 a month in cash flow. That's $2,000 that shows up whether you get out of bed or not, whether you are wearing your PJs or not even any PJs. What if you add more investment to that portfolio and it gave you an extra $900 per month. Now you've got $2,900 a month in passive income. That's freedom money. That's money with a job. Let me ask you something. What would you do with an extra $2,900 a month showing up like clockwork? Many things, right? I can come up with a couple ideas right now off the top of my head too. You can turn profits into more investments. Let's say you're killing in your active income. You're stacking cash. The key is not to upgrade your lifestyle. The key is to upgrade your assets. Take the surplus and deploy it into income producing vehicles. And now your money starts multiplying without you. You go from making $2,900 extra dollars a month to $29,000. Now that's hallelujah type money. That's what happens when you stop working for money and start letting money work for you. What if your money brought in more money? What if every dollar you earn came home and brought a friend? That changes the whole game. That's not just income, that's an increase. But here's a problem, and it's a big one that we dismantle in our Wealth Beyond Me community, where most people never let their money work for them. Why? Because they're trapped in a lie. And the lie is this, the only way to make money is to trade your time for it. Let me wake you up. Time is an asset, but it's not just an asset. It's a limited one. You got 365 days in a year, 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour. It doesn't matter who you are, man, woman, rich, poor, CEO, intern, everybody gets the same 24 hours. So if you believe that the only way to make money is by trading your limited time for someone else's little money, you will always be broke. Because here's the truth, time is infinitely more valuable than money. You can lose money, you can make it back. But once time is spent, it's gone forever. So what do wealthy people do? We buy back time by living letting our money do the work. We don't just hustle harder. We harness smarter. We assign our money to go out and make even more money. So we don't have to keep selling our lives to pay for it. Why? Because money needs a purpose. The wealthy, we give dollars roles. Some dollars buy assets, some buy time, some buy access and information. So here's a question you've got to ask yourself. Is my money unemployed, unpaid, or building my kingdom? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. You don't get what you earn, you get what you keep. If you only remember one thing from this video, let it be this. You're not just losing money when you spend. You're losing money when you save the wrong way. Here's what they don't teach you in school. You make $100,000 and it feels good until Uncle Sam, he takes his 30% cut. You save $20,000 and it feels responsible until inflation eats another $1,000 per year. You play safe, but it's not safe. It's slow suicide for your money. You're not being robbed in the dark by criminals. You're being robbed in broad daylight by a system. The tax code designed for owners, not employees. Inflation, a hidden tax that punches savers and rewards borrowers. But the wealthy, we don't earn money. We engineer it. We own cash flowing real estate, which not only pays us, but also gives us depreciation that lowers our tax bills. We use good debt, which is not taxed at all, and it keeps the capital working in the background. We borrow against assets like life insurance, real estate, tax-free, and build wealth without liquidation. This isn't just smart, it's stewardship. Even in the parable of talents, the servant who buried his money was called wicked and lazy. But I thought I was playing it safe, he said. No, he was playing it small, and he was punished for it. So if you're saving while getting taxed, inflation, and depreciated, you're fighting a war with holes in your armor. Before you pour in more income, patch the leaks. Remember, it's not about how much you make, it's about how much you keep, how long you keep it, and how many times you can multiply it without losing it. Let's talk about control versus ownership, because this will change your financial life. Most people think, I want to be debt-free, but that's really the wrong goal. The goal isn't to be debt-free. The goal is to be cash flow rich and strategically leveraged. The world says don't owe anyone, but in the kingdom of wealth, you owe yourself the ability to access and control assets that pay you forever. Here's the problem. People get in debt for the wrong reasons. They borrow for consumption, cars, vacations, liabilities. That was me, right? Then they're surprised when their bill comes and there's no cash flow to cover it. But wealthy people, we borrow for production. We borrow to buy cash flowing apartments, income generating businesses, and assets with appreciation upside. Like the time we bought a multifamily property using 70% of the bank's money and 30% of investors' money. We didn't owe 100%, but we controlled the deal. We raised the NOI, improved operations, and create millions in new equity without using our own money. That's called financial stewardship with leverage. We always say this, the person who can leverage wisely can scale eternally. And good debt is a wealth multiplier. When you use it for assets, not appetite. It truly blows my mind how most people are just okay with being broke. Not just for a little while, but for life. Like it's normal, but it's not. If you're tired of this cycle, do these three things. I wish someone had told me when I was broke to do them. Because when I was broke, I didn't get it. And if I hadn't known sooner, I would have gotten rich faster. So if you want to stop trading time for scraps, if you want to learn how to make money from the current economic crash instead of being crushed by it, I'll see you in the next video.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.